groom sage.
Make sure you got that.
Okay, did you ever have any other words for poets? I'm hearing any other words for that in your own
words. No. Poets is all right.
I've heard a few people around here say that their grandparents, somebody called them high.
I never did hear that. If I did, I can't remember. Just call it a porch.
Okay.
That's all I ever knew.
Well, what kind of buildings did you have on the farm?
Well, most of the houses we lived in was at the Allstock was a log house.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of buildings besides the house did you have on the farm?
Oh, you mean on the farm? Oh, they had barns and tool houses, you know, where they put their tools up and blacksmith shop and things like that.
How was the barn built?
Oh, it was a great large barn, like the barns are built today, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Big barn where they have hay in there, hay and corn.
Where was the hay built?
Upstairs, up near, in the hayloft, they call it.
What about a building or part of
a
building where you'd store
grain? That's what we had corn in. We'd have, sometimes we'd have an outbuilding where they just put corn on it.
Did you have a name for that?
Corn house. No,
well, if there's too much needed to get into the barn, how would it be kept outside?
Well, they put it in a stack, haystack.
How does it shape?
It'd be round. They take a pole and put it on a pole, and some of them had, well, I have seen the cloth on the top of it to keep it from, you know, some kind of canvas on the top of the haystack, you know. It would make it cheap like a pencil or something like that, see?
Well, did you ever see one with four poles and a sliding roof over it?
No.
And when you first cut the hay, what did you
do? Well, now, a long time ago when they first cut the hay, they would let it lay out and dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would bale it. Then.
Do you know any names for small piles of hay raked up in the field?
No, just piles of hay is all right.
Where'd you keep the cows?
In the barn.
What about where you keep the horses?
In the barn, see the cows and horses. See, they had a great big barn, you see. Maybe the cows is on this side, and the horses on that side. Mules, rather, wouldn't have but maybe one horse.
Besides the barn, do you ever have a special place where you milk the cows outside?
Yes and no. Some people just had one cow. Just a family just had one cow. They'd milk them most anywhere, you know. I mean, round the barn, you know. They'd have to feed them while they're milking, you know, most of the time. Feed them as they eat, they'd milk them.
If you didn't have a pen or anything, would you milk them
outside?
A pen or anything
for milking them outside? A pen?
No, a pen.
Oh, a pen. Yes, they have a pen sometimes. The cow would be to herself in the pen when you milk her.
You have a word for that?
Hmm?
What'd you call it?
Oh, the cow pen.
Okay. Where'd you keep the hogs and pigs?
Well, you kept them in the whole pen.